The National Seafood Marketing Coalition seeks to create a fund from taxes paid on imported seafood and would use that money for marketing U.S.-produced seafood. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association's Julianne Curry, who is also working as a contractor on the national program, likened the effort to the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute.
Yeah, the best analogy that I can think of here is this would be creating a program like ASME only for the entire country. So it would be, the fund would be created and probably using seafood import taxes, although other funding sources would be considered. And after legislation is passed, then it would set up regional marketing boards to work kind of like the Alaska Fisheries Marketing Board did.
Curry told Petersburg's City Council that those regional marketing boards would decide on how the money is spent from the fund. She is also on the board of directors for the statewide commercial fishing industry group, the United Fishermen of Alaska. The UFA cites the success of marketing Alaskan salmon and says a nationwide effort could similarly boost the value of American seafood and create jobs in the industry. The UFA and other Alaskan municipalities and the state have joined the long list of supporters of the marketing coalition. But that list also includes groups like the Catfish Farmers of America, an organization in the southeastern U.S., and that was a concern for City Councilor Nancy Strand and Mayor Al Dwyer this week.
Some of these
it's on page 29.
Places that are listed must deal in farmed fish, raise
yes.
farmed fish,
right.
and may even support the development of frankenfish. I'm just curious about it.
Yeah, because we've already got resolutions against that stuff.
Alaska seafood producers have seen the value of their catch rise in recent years thanks to a well-funded and aggressive marketing campaign that's focused on the wild nature of Alaska's salmon catch, differentiating it from farmed fish from other places. However, the PVOA's Curry said the effort will need the support of all seafood-producing states in order to pass the U.S. Congress.
The congressmen and women from some of the seafood farm-producing states are extremely powerful in our Congress, and it wouldn't be fair, nor would it pass, if we excluded these places, if we excluded these states that have farm fish in them. So, although it sounds a little uncomfortable, and it's something that people really don't like to support when it comes to farmed fish, I think the end result is that this is working towards the greater good.
Curry conceded that genetically modified seafood could be marketed under the proposed fund eventually if a private company's application wins approval by the U.S. government. Nevertheless, the resolution passed 6-1 with City Councilor John Haverlick voting against it. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.